better doors, or we've got to get bulletproof backpacks. No, the answer is we got to do something about the gun problem in America. And until we do something about that, then I don't know. Give it another few weeks. We'll get another one of these.
Story number three.
Oh, it's the end of an era today, Big Bet Bennett.
What's going on?
Ellen DeGeneres has ended her talk show after 19 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I did not know this until like a few minutes ago.
Oh, it's the end of an era.
I realized that.
19 years on the air. And in her monologue today, she said that when she started this show, she was not allowed to say the word gay.
I remember, yeah, so I remember, like, it was a big deal when she had her sitcom, right? When she came out on her sitcom, that was, like, a big deal back then, right?
Yeah, and, like, she said when she first started this show, she couldn't say the word gay. She couldn't talk about my, quote, wife. She couldn't say my wife. Me and my wife last night were having dinner. Me and my wife last night went to the movies. I just got back from vacation with my wife. She was not allowed to say my wife on television, on her own show. So think about how far we've come in that regard in the past couple, you know, 2 decades. It's pretty remarkable. Now she talks about her wife all the time. Her wife's on the show with her. It's a very normal thing. You don't even blink. Why would you? But, you know, as recently as 19 years ago, that woman was not allowed to say those words on national television. And of course, you know, I don't know whether it's deserved or not. I think probably so. But her reputation took a bit of a hit in recent years when there was some real backlash about a variety of things, and people started telling stories about, hey, Ellen DeGeneres is really not a nice person. Like, you like her on TV because she seems likable, but that's not who she is in real life. She does not treat people well. She doesn't treat the people who work for her well. And she had to address all of that and talk about, if I've lost my way, then, you know, I need to look in the mirror. But I never forget, even before that came out, even before those stories, because all you did was watch Ellen on TV, you'd be like, oh, look at Ellen. Isn't she funny and sweet and likable and all of these things? If that's all you see, that's all you would think. So we have here in New York. Oh, by the way, I just got to New York.
How's New York?
It's fine. Traffic was rough.
Okay.
In the spirit of transparency, the first 2 segments of the show were taped this morning in Memphis. And then I flew to New York, and it was really up against it. I was like, I got to be there by about 5:40 Eastern. And I checked into my hotel at like 5:30 Eastern. So I had 10 minutes of wiggle room. So, yeah, this is a weird way to do this show, but it's the way we were forced to do it today. We're live right now, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
Hey, everybody.
So here in New York, we have normal makeup people, both men and women. But every once in a while, they'll be like, a new person, you know, who's just filling in for a day or filling in for a week or whatever. And, you know, most men don't get their, quote, makeup done, right? This is only really a television thing. So it's kind of a weird experience. You're sitting there in a chair and you're very close with somebody and they're just like, you know, they're like, you almost have to strike up some sort of conversation. Otherwise, it seems rude. And so I'm always talking to these people, and our normal, regular makeup artists, like, I know all them, so it's like, how's your kids, how's your family, how's your husband, whatever. But sometimes you'll meet somebody you've never worked with before, never met before, so you start, I don't know, just maybe this is type of conversations I have and nobody else has, but so, where are you from, how'd you get into this, just very basic surface level conversations, and then sometimes it's like, so, who's like the nicest famous person you've ever worked with? Like, who's really, really nice? And you might hear, oh yeah, I worked with Bradley Cooper. He was, couldn't have been nicer. What a pleasant man that guy is. Something like that. Every once in a while, then you go, all right, listen, I'm not going to go tweet it or anything, but who is the worst person you've ever worked with? Like, if people knew this person was this way, it would blow their mind because your experiences with this person are run so counter to what the public perception of this person is. And just like that, you know what the person said?
Mm.
Ellen DeGeneres.
How about that?
I said, Ellen DeGeneres is a bad person.
And now, like, it's everywhere.
And it was about 2 years later, about 2 years after that, when all those stories started breaking. And I never forgot that that makeup artist told me Ellen DeGeneres is not as sweet as you might seem. Anyway, congrats to her on an incredible run, 19 years in television. That's nothing to that's nothing to laugh at. That's quite a run. And she leaves with the show still in a good place. And now we get to see what she's going to do next.
Story number four.
It's your official Gary Parrish Show update on Caitlin Marie Armstrong.
What's going on? Yeah, did you run into her at LaGuardia?
I did not.
No, she's gone. She ain't in NYC anymore.
I haven't seen her. I looked. I was even on the plane with a woman who had long hair. And I was like, what if that's Caitlin?
And then I was like,
well, then she'd had to been flying from Memphis back to New York. Wouldn't really made any sense.
Right.
But I was like, but what if it's Caitlin? So tell me if this is smooth. Tell me if I was being smooth. Here's what I thought about. Here's what I did. Here's how I handled the situation. You don't want to walk up and say, hey, are you Caitlin Armstrong, right?
Right.
Can't do that.
No.
I mean, she might shoot you.
Sure. Yeah, right.
So on the low, I just sort of, in her general vicinity, I just said, Caitlin, just to see if she would flinch. Because instinctively, you might just flinch when somebody says your name.
Yep, that's right.
Like, when I'm listening to, you know, whatever, and somebody says Gary, I immediately go, oh, my God, are they talking about me?
Yeah, sure, of course.
And then it's not. It's like they're talking about, you know, some other Gary Payton or something. Mm-hmm. But every time I hear the word Gary, it makes me look up. So I was trying to use this on Caitlin. And I was just like, Caitlin? And the woman didn't even blink. And so I'm assuming that was not her.
Yeah, probably.
The latest information.
What's going on?
Because here's the truth. We had to tease all this stuff in the open that we recorded at like 10 this morning. And I was just hoping. If you go back and listen to the very beginning of the show, and I'm like, let me see exactly what I said. If you go back and listen to the very beginning of the show, I'm like, and I'll give you the latest on the Caitlin Armstrong, Mariah Wilson love triangle cycling murder, because of course I will. Your update's coming during Four Notable Stories at 4:44. At that point when we recorded that, had no idea if there would be an update.
Oh my God.
I was just hoping
there
would. It was risky. Bennett, I'm living on the edge.
You are.
I was just hoping there would be an update. There's not really a great update, but there is a tad bit of new information, and that is that authorities believe, because she was flipping houses in recent years so regularly, that she has enough cash to live on cash for a significant amount of time. How have they not found this woman yet?
This one is kind of wild. I mean, like, okay, so the thing is, though, is you made the point yesterday that she's not in New York City anymore. She's probably going into upstate New York, which is massive, right? Like, there's a lot of places she can go in upstate New York, right?
There are a lot of places in upstate New York.
So maybe she is just evading the authorities.
We found Vicky White inside of a week in Evansville.
That's true.
So what are we doing here?
I don't know.
We need to get those cops who found Vicky White and get them on Caitlin Armstrong.
Get them up in NYC or in New York State. Yep.
As soon as we get done with the show, I'm going to go walking around. We'll see if I find her.
Yeah, better. Ask some questions. Find out.
I'm going to ask some questions. We'll figure it out. Jeff Calkins is up next.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Are you ready for the Take It On sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike? Take on high gas prices with 41 MPG highway in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4. $259 a month or buy for $17,885. Looking for the perfect road trip ride? Take on 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $359 a month, or buy for $25,285. Plus, award-winning redesigned 2022 Outlander. Seat 7, $369 a month, or $29,005. And get the stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
72 months at 3.9 Outlander NZ068 336 MSRP 29505 Sport NU00978 MSRP 26035 G4 NHF05848 MSRP 18385 includes all rebates and incentives P of 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Summer is upon us, and that means it's time to seize the moment and start enjoying the great outdoors, being active, or hitting the beach, which makes it the perfect time to stop by and let us find you your perfect pair of shoes for the summer. Scale steep hills, run that 5K, walk that mile, or conquer whatever summertime activities you want to take part in, all while wearing the perfect shoes. And we haven't forgotten about the kids either. At New Balance Memphis, we'll get them equipped for summer camp or whatever adventures they take on. Don't spend the summer in uncomfortable shoes. Come to the New Balance Memphis store. Our fit specialists take precise measurements of your feet and analyze how you walk and run to determine your foot size, shape, and gait so that your shoes fit perfectly. Stop by the New Balance Memphis store today, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Cobra, featuring the new LTDX drivers, engineered for the longest total distance with extreme forgiveness. Internal weights create the power core, and hot face technology delivers faster ball speed at every contact point. Four drivers to fit every golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at Worldwide Golf Shops. .com.
The biggest sale of the year is finally here. May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you could save up to 65%. Enjoy spectacular savings on designer jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, and more. Get the lowest prices you'll see anywhere while enjoying our extraordinary service, selection, and experience in-store or online. But hurry, the sale ends May 31st. Shop a May sale like no other, only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Uncle, what's happening?
Hey, my man, look at you, juggling kids and the grill. Why don't you come over here and sit back and unwind?
What you got for me?
Oh, you know I brought my man, Paul Masson Brandy, to the party.
Good old Paul Masson.
You know Paul Masson Brandy tastes smooth because it's aged in oak.
Paul Masson, man, this brings back some good memories. Cheers, Uncle.
Paul Masson Brandy. Cheers to you. Sazerac Company, Louisville, Kentucky. Paul Masson Brandy with natural flavors. 40% alcohol by volume. Please drink responsibly.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Hawkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at RedRiverToyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, what if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
Jeff Coggins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Coggins Show. It's weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Coggins, how are you?
I'm okay, GP, and you?
I'm all right, but a little disappointed. I landed in New York. I've been looking everywhere for Caitlin Armstrong. Hadn't seen her.
What is the is there any update on Caitlin Armstrong? For those people who don't know, she, of course, is the woman accused of killing Mo Wilson. Is that it? Mo Wilson.
That's right.
The bicyclist who was in the midst of the love triangle. The other dude. What's his name?
Colin Strickland.
Colin Strickland is in the middle of the love triangle. But anyway, so she was spotted in New York, but you have went to LaGuardia with a picture firmly impressed in your mind and did not see her?
I've got a picture on my cell phone. So I just walk around, I glance at my iPhone, look around, glance at my iPhone, look
Smart.
Around. I saw a woman with long hair, and I tried to trick her. Because you can't just walk up to a stranger and be like, hey, are you Caitlin Armstrong? Because, of course, she might shoot you. You know, worst case scenario, she'll shoot
she
you.
Would, yeah.
But best case scenario, she'd just lie, right? Like, there's no scenario where she'd say, of course I am.
Right, yeah,
she would,
right.
Yeah, so I knew that wasn't going to work. I knew that wasn't an effective strategy. So I said, you know, sometimes, like, let's say you're in a coffee shop or a restaurant or at anywhere. And if somebody were to say Jeff, even if they weren't talking to you, you'd instinctively look up.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, so I walked past the woman, and I was like, Caitlin? But she didn't do anything. She didn't even flinch. And so I was like, that's not Caitlin Armstrong. And then, I restarted my search. I just, in the spirit of making good use of my time, I have now opened my window at the hotel so I can glance out into the city. And if I see her walking by, then, I can you know, I've got a phone here. I call 911, but I'm on the 18th floor, so it's a little difficult to make anybody out down there.
Did you look in the Starbucks line? There's usually a lot of people in the Starbucks line.
I've got a Starbucks right across, literally right across the street. I get up every morning, I go walk right over there. So maybe when I get done with this stupid show, I'll pop down to Starbucks and I'll just hang out there. You know, I got work to do anyway. I'll just sit down there, watch people come through. And if, you know, at Starbucks, they actually can help with the investigation.
Because, yeah, that'll be Kate. It'll say on the coffee cup.
That's right.
It'll say your name right on the coffee cup.
Yeah, they'll ask her.
They'll say Peter, like me, you know.
Yeah, no, she's in there trying to get a skinny, venti skinny vanilla latte.
Yep.
And they'll be like, can we get a name with that? And she'll say Caitlin. And I'll be, you son of a, put your hands up. Put your hands up. Is that what you would do?
It's how, really written there right on the cup, too. Like, you could really just, you could sit and just do your work, and you'll hear someone say, Caitlin, you know, and then you'll know you got her.
That's right. And I could even go in and talk to the baristas in advance and be like, all right, listen, I'm going to be here for the rest of the night. I'm going to sit over there in the corner. Right. If you get a Caitlin cup,
over here.
Yeah, signal me. If you get a Caitlin cup, signal me. We got to find this woman. She killed a cyclist, for crying out loud.
Oh, God.
We got to find – the only update, best I can tell, it's funny because I was telling the story in the last segment. So the first two segments of the show were recorded at 10 a.m. in Memphis. And then I flew because we sort of – I figured I land at, 4 o'clock Eastern, so 3 o'clock Central. And I was like, I can probably get into my hotel, equipment set up, by the 4:44 segment. So, like, let's just do two segments this morning, then we'll do the rest of the show live. So I'm setting up for, at the top of the show, you got to set up the whole show. I mean, I don't guess you have to. I don't think most people do it, but for some stupid reason, I started doing it a long time ago, and now it's just the way I do it. So I said, because here's the other problem with planning a show at 10 in the morning that doesn't start till 4 in the afternoon. You don't really know what's going to happen during the day. It's not ideal.
This, by the way, is live. I want to tell people.
We're live right
100%.
Now.
So, I could drop an F-bomb just to prove it.
Yeah. In fact, you should.
Please don't.
So today I'm like, Jesus, I got to find four stories for four notable stories at 4:44. I don't really know what to do. So I'm just like, the fourth one, I was like, and I'll give you the latest on the Caitlin Armstrong, Mariah Wilson situation. That's going to come during four notable stories at 4:44. And then I was like, now I got to hope something happens because nothing had happened since yesterday. And so the only bit of new information is that she was apparently flipping houses fairly well. And so authorities think she is cash rich, that she has plenty of money to live off of cash for a significant amount of time. I still just think it's crazy. We found Vicky White in a few days in Evansville. And we can't find this woman.
Well, Vicky White didn't have any particular resources, right? It is. Well, we also found the subway shooter, like just walking around, you know, in the, was it a subway shooter? Is that a, yeah, in the,
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, right? He's just walking around New York.
Okay, let me ask you this. If I gave you $3 million cash, okay, and said, Gary, there's going to be a worldwide manhunt for you, and you have to get lost right now and not be found, how long do you think you could be not found?
Do you have somebody who you can trust forever? Because
you have the people in your life that you have. You have except for the fact that there's a worldwide manhunt, and I just gave you $3 million, you have everything that you actually have. Like, so you tell me if you have someone you can trust forever.
I don't think I do.
What would your step be? How would you not be found? Like, I heard yesterday you said that Caitlin's going to Canada. And I guess maybe, or there's some thought that she could go to Canada. I guess you guys just made that up.
Yeah, I just made that up.
But that she got in a, whatever, upstate New York, Canada. It makes sense to me. But, like, in the end, what is going to get you? What is going to get you is if you get in touch with people who you know, whatever, they'll probably be tracking you there, right?
Right. What'll get you is you try to communicate with anyone. Right.
But also, isn't it really, in the end, the other thing that will get you is this picture's going to be circulated, and I'm going to get the hell out of here, and I'm going to go to Mexico, right? I don't know how I'm going to get to Mexico, but she got a head start, so I got a head start, I'm going to fly to Mexico.
Well, they tell me there's a crisis I keep hearing there's a crisis at the border, and so people are coming this way. Why can't Caitlin Armstrong go that way?
She could go that way. So she's in Mexico. But won't someone see her in Mexico and say, you know, people are, everyone's got social media, whatever, and they're going to, someone's going to say, hey, I just saw Kate Leonard. And then the police might check on it or might not or whatever else, but they probably will, and that's how they get you.
They get you with a cell phone ping. You try to communicate with somebody from your, you know.
Now you couldn't use. You got to put your cell phone down, man. You
no,
can't
you got to put.
Phone.
Yeah, like you sitting around scrolling on Instagram. That's gonna get you every time. And credit card swipes.
Think about it, like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, right? They went to Bolivia, I think, and that's where they got shot. Remember that? The last scene, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. They got them too. In the end, you can flee wherever you want. Can you flee forever?
It seems tough.
If you're that one guy, you fly to Russia. Edwin, what's his name?
Edwin,
the traitor, the guy. Who,
yeah. Or the hero.
Oh, the hero. I'm sorry, the hero. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know enough about it to know whether.
I don't have an opinion on that one.
Edward Snow? Is it Snow? Is that his name?
Edward Snowden. Snowden. Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
Edward Snowden. He may be a hero. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Is he still over there? Is he still hanging out in Russia?
I think
Russia would be a good place to hang out now.
Yeah.
I mean, bad, but they're not going to turn you over to the United States.
Yeah, I'd go to Russia, I think. I think we figured this out. If I were Caitlin Armstrong, I would go to Russia.
And convert her money into rubles. They need rubles.
Yeah. And then and then just be like – and America would be like, hey, Russia, we want Caitlin Armstrong. And Russia would be like, nope, we're not giving you her, and we're not giving you Brittany Griner.
Right, exactly right. Then why would they?
Yeah, why would they? Not trying to help us.
I wish they would give back Brittany Griner. It's awful. That's really awful. Like, she's just there in a jail, and obviously it's just because they're mad at the United States, right?
It appears. It appears that's got something to do with it, and yes, it is awful. Let me start
really
the conversation.
Do you believe that a vape pen or whatever it is would be a reason for her to be held if we were on good terms with Russia?
I doubt it, but, like, you know.
It's Russia.
What are you doing with a vape pen in airport security in Russia? Like, why are you even messing around with that?
No, it was not well thought out.
It wasn't well thought out. Like, I would have.
It's a vape pen.
Right. No, it's crazy that you could go to jail and just be kept there and your life is on hold over a vape pen. Like, we can all agree that's crazy. But, you know, I just wouldn't be traveling around with a vape pen in Russia. I mean, that doesn't mean that this isn't wrong. It just means that.
I bet she has many times before, though. Like, I bet she has. She played in Russia for years.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I think we have decided that's what you go to some place that's unfriendly to the United States. Let's be honest, they basically, in Russia, they've also blocked Facebook, Twitter, whatever else, so no one's going to even recognize you there. They won't have, you know, they wouldn't have heard your show. They wouldn't have, you know, the people in Russia aren't going to be aware of it, and if they were aware of it, they're not going to hand it over.
Right. They're not even.
If I had it worldwide, I'd have to go to Russia.
Yeah. The people in Russia don't even really know why Russia invaded Ukraine, so there's no chance they know anything about Caitlin Armstrong.
Correct. Exactly. I don't know how you'd get to Russia, what you'd do when you got to Russia. But if you had enough cash, you buy a little, you know.
Well, the first thing you'd do when you get to Russia, I think, is you'll probably take a shower. You know, it's a long trip.
Yeah, you'd probably take a shower. It'd be a long trip. It would be a long trip.
Yeah. Then you figure the rest of it out. But I think it starts there. I don't know. I don't know how we can't find this woman. Like,
we will. Unless she goes to Russia. I believe we will find her. Don't you?
I believe we will find her.
Next Friday, will we have found her?
Yes.
By Monday.
I think today's Thursday. I think we can find her by Monday. Give me till next Friday. I think we got this done by now. I think we got this wrapped up by next Friday. What do you make of her father going on TV and saying, I don't think my daughter did this?
That's just sad.
It is sad.
I mean, I just feel so... You know what? I mean, I feel sick for the family of the. I mean, obviously the grandmother who was shot. That's no plot, but like, I don't know who the killer in Texas. You know, I mean, I don't know the circumstances or anything about the family or whatever else. But instinctively, my heart goes out to the families of people who do awful things because in the end, you love them, right? And. So for the father to not be able to believe that his daughter did that, I totally imagine that he's, oh, no, my daughter couldn't have done that. My daughter couldn't have killed someone. Are you out of your mind? My daughter couldn't have killed someone. I'm sure he believes that. But circumstances suggest she did.
Certainly.
So I just think it's sad.
I think it's sad, too. I'd like to think I'd be able to separate that. Like, I'd, you know, if there was overwhelming evidence, I would be able to say, I don't know why my daughter did this, and it breaks my heart that it appears my daughter did this, you know, but to just be...
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter is on the run. She's on the lam, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she calls you and says, Dad, I need some money, or not even some money, just calls you, just, Dad, I love you. Would you call the police and say, just talk to her, she's in Schenectady, New York?
Yeah, I think so.
You would?
I think you have to.
No.
No,
Bennett says
no. No, I couldn't do it.
You might not send her money. You might not do that because you don't want to be, you know, whatever, ruin your own life. But I wouldn't turn her in. Unless I thought she was, if I thought she was a further threat to kill other people, then I think I would. But if I just knew that she did it out of the passion, whatever, and was just trying to get away, I mean, maybe that makes me a bad person. I'd in fact try to, if I could help her get away without, in fact, being implicated, I'd probably help her get away. But I certainly wouldn't just call up and say, yo, cops, you know, she's in Albany.
Couldn't you rationalize it by saying, I'm trying to help my daughter. She needs to be brought in. We need to get lawyers. We need to try to figure this out. As opposed to, you just can't stay on the run.
But let me tell you this. If there's ever a worldwide manhunt for me, I am not calling you.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah.
I'm not calling. I'm calling Bennett. I'm very clearly calling Bennett and not you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Bennett. Appreciate that.
I think, like John Martin's tweeting at me now, you would snitch on your own kid. I wouldn't consider it snitching. I would consider it, you have an entire country looking for you. This is going to end badly. You need to
maybe
unless you can get to Russia. I'd
tell her to get, I'd say, see if you can get to Russia.
Yeah. I think I would rationalize my decision by saying, this is an incredibly complicated situation, but I'm trying to do what I believe is the best thing for my child. And the best thing for my child is to,
why is it the best thing for your child? Well, because if she gets caught, she's cooked. She's done. They even have the death penalty in Texas. It's not the best thing for your child. The best thing for her is to get away to Russia.
Can't you plead temporary insanity or something?
Well, it's fine. If she gets caught, then you do that. That's plan B. That's plan B. Plan A is Russia. Plan B is temporary insanity.
Well, now I feel like I got to think this through, because I was pretty certain I knew what I would want to do.
If you think it would help her, well, first of all, you got to bring her in. She won't get shot by the police trying to escape.
Well, that's the other thing. Is there some comfort in, at least I now know where my child is? I'm not wondering every day, where is my child? How is she?
In the pen?
It's not great.
But would it help you if you turn yourself in? Like they always say, turn yourself in and it'll, you know, whatever. Would it really help her case ultimately if she turned herself in?
Yeah, you're going to be facing a first-degree murder charge no matter what.
Right. Well, I mean, in the end, you know, we got lawyers here who've gotten people off before.
There you go. Like, I'd get, you know, she got money. I wouldn't rule out the possibility that she could somehow, you know.
Say I went over there to confront her, she attacked me with a candlestick, and I shot her.
That's exactly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you come up with a story. Like, there's only going to be one side of the story.
Here's the thing, though. That story is going to be about how a really attractive woman attacked you, white woman attacked you. People aren't going to buy that, you know.
I would go with some sort of,
The judicial system ain't going to buy that, because we like attractive white women.
But the other woman's an attractive white woman, too.
It maybe cancels out. Yeah,
I think it might cancel out. I think it cancels out. Yeah, I think you come. I think you turn yourself
it is
in.
Nice that John's not going to give up Riley. I appreciate that. John's not going to give up Riley.
Well, now I feel like I'm not a good father. I would turn my kids in. But I would turn them in.
Well,
with
obviously, your kids, you probably have. Like, in the end, you're the one who told the whole world that your kids are pulling the towels off the bottom of the towel pile. You know, so, you're not covering for them.
It's so,
you know,
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
You want your kids to face the consequences.
You know what? I would turn my kids in. They deserve it at this point. Jerking these towels around everywhere. Just constantly jerking towels everywhere. They deserve to be turned in. No, I would turn them in with the firm belief that I'm doing the right thing. First off, I'm getting you off this stressful run. And we're gonna hire the best lawyers in the world, and we are going to, concoct a story that makes this self-defense, and then we're gonna see if a jury of idiots can buy it.
And it is possible to assemble a jury of idiots in this country.
Impossible. It's almost impossible not to.
I think you got a good shot at that.
I think you got a shot. Like you just say, hey, I went to. I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me and lying to me with this woman who had also lied to me previously about the status of her relationship with my boyfriend. So when I realized that they were together, I went to confront her. And when I went to confront her, she attacked me. And then in self-defense, I pulled the trigger. Is that believable? Not to me. But, like, can you get a jury to buy it with the best lawyers in the world? Maybe.
Harder that you ran away then, though. You should have. The thing is, though.
OJ ran away?
As evidenced by Facebook, people will believe anything.
Yeah. OJ ran away. Worked out for him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, now he's playing golf. Caitlin Armstrong should turn herself in, hire OJ's lawyers, the ones that are still alive.
I don't think any are still alive.
I don't think any of them are. That's a problem. Well, that's a problem we didn't think about. and then she beats
the Kardashian's not. Kardashian's not. Johnny Cochran's not. Those are the two big ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a tough spot. So hire whoever the new versions of them are.
Right.
And then
do you want to hire the Cochran firm?
No, I don't think so.
You don't want the Cochran firm?
No, we're not going to hire anybody with billboards. We're going to go higher than that. Not to be an anti-billboard.
No, of course not.
I'd personally love to be able to billboard. So we're going to hire lawyers, we're going to beat this, and then we're going to go play golf with OJ.
Tweet occasionally, put up Instagram Reels or whatever they're called, right? Yeah,
it's a
with your Super Bowl picks, right?
Yeah, and then give out your Super Bowl picks.
Her Tour de France picks. She'll put up her Tour de France picks, right? Exactly.
Oh, do you realize she would be a celebrity?
Absolutely, she'd be a celebrity. Yeah, 100%.
What a wild country we live in.
It's a little dispiriting at times, Gary.
Man, what do you make of apparently the police officers being on the scene at the elementary school in Texas? And just not going in.
There's a part of me that thinks, the story yesterday was they confronted them, and they before he went inside, right? And now the story is we didn't confront him before he went inside, right? So there's a part of me that wants to let the facts settle a little bit before I condemn them, but it certainly does not look good, does it? The idea that 40 minutes passed? 40 minutes passed? And, I told you and I've talked about this. I would not want to run into gunfire. That was not what I would want to do. It's why I'm not a police officer.
Right.
I wouldn't have wanted to run into the World Trade Center. But there are heroes and brave people who take that on as their line of work, and I have immense respect for their willingness to do that. But then if you take the badge and you instead put one of the parents who was, at least according to the Wall Street Journal reporting, one of the parents who was yelling at you to go in and stop this monster, you put her in handcuffs and then someone else was pepper sprayed, another one of the parents was pepper sprayed, according to the Wall Street Journal report. If that is true, that is just it's cowardice. I mean, it is. It's cowardice. It's hard to even, and then there's the story, which may or may not be true, that all the shooting of the children happened early, so they couldn't have been saved. Well, I don't know that to be true or not to be true. I think we may find some of these things out, but right now it's a pretty pathetic story.
Yeah, like I'm sure what ultimately we'll hear is somebody made the call to wait on the tactical team, and our training suggests that is actually the smart thing to do. But instinctively, don't you just have to say, yo, to hell with this. There's a guy in there with an AR-15 slaughtering children. I, you know, if you guys want to sit back, you can. I'm going in. To be clear, I wouldn't do that because I'm a coward. That's why I'm not a cop.
It is an interesting question. Let's say in a hostage situation, like maybe you think it's a hostage situation, right? He's in there. You don't just run in. You save the tactical team. That's why they're there, to take it out. But if you hear shooting, and there was shooting, then it seems to me that all bets are off. But, again, this is not my area of expertise. But once you hear shooting and know he's shooting, which evidently he was, it seems to me at that point you don't wait for the freaking tactical team when there's, you know, third and second and third graders being slaughtered.
There's a story where a woman heard that her child's school had an active shooter situation, and she was 40 miles away. And this is like, this is this story from earlier this week. She's 40 miles away. She drove there. So she heard there's an active shooter, which means cops already know there's an active shooter. Mm-hmm. She's 40 miles away. She drives there. And by the time she got there, the cops still had not gone into school. Right. That just seems wild to me. And imagine you're one of the parents and you're begging them, please.
To go in there, yeah.
And they're just ignoring you or even worse, pepper spraying you. Like every day we're getting more awful stories connected to this. I guess the most recent one today.
Oh, about the husband.
My God. So there are two teachers and 19 children murdered by a legal gun owner earlier this week in Texas. And the teacher's one of the teacher's husbands died of a heart attack, like today.
Right.
And so they have four kids. The youngest, 13 years old. A 13-year-old kid just lost both his parents this week, one to gun violence and the other to a heart attack.
Yeah, no, it's hard to – that one was – it's all hard to get your mind around.
Yuck.
And then, of course, there was a White Station was locked down today, and – evidently, there was no serious threat. Nothing came of it. But the truth of the matter is, there could have been. You know, like, there's nothing that makes White Station or Cordova High or Olive Branch or Orange Mound. There's nothing that makes any area of this city or this country immune from it. So when you hear that there's someone with a gun at White Station, as was the report today, it's 100% believable that White Station might be next. And it also feels like probably more – honestly, there's a part of me that was wondering today if just like everyone should – you know, everyone who isn't done with school yet, just go home and come back in August, because we don't want any other 18-year-old monsters getting this idea at this moment. Let's just go home and regroup. And then there was another school in Michigan, I think, or Wisconsin, where the kids walked out in protest and formed a U on the for the Amalgamated School of Football. You know, that's the other thing. It's part of me that was just, wish every teacher would just freaking walk out until across America and not come back until something is done. Just the little things that could be done.
Yeah. What a rough week. Hopefully next week's better.
Hopefully next week's better.
I'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye bye. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is that you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine NBA playoff player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. You could take a Warriors game, a Cardinals game, a Blues game, find bets you like, mix them up, create a same game parlay plus where you risk a little to win a lot. And if you don't want to build your own same game parlay, check out FanDuel's popular same game parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, go sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code Gary at FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
At Kroger, we believe it takes the right team to bring you the freshest produce. That's why we partner with farmers who grow only the best. And that level of teamwork means better, fresher options time and time again. Working with farmers is what it takes to be fresh for everyone. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right now, USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steaks are $7.97 a pound in the family pack with your card and digital coupon. Limit 5. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Elvira. America's most iconic quartet comes to the Fitz Casino and Hotel on June 4th, the Oak Ridge Boys. Tickets start at $40. Get yours at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Room packages with a room and two reserved seats for just $229. Call 1-662-363-LUCK and mention the Oak Ridge Boys room special. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The Oak Ridge Boys, Saturday, June 4th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house, and that person is Josh Hysall, a person who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help you negotiate the terms you desire on your new home. For maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer on your current home. And don't forget, he always offers flexible fees, no upfront cost, and he'll let you out of the contract at any time risk-free. So please, call the only agent I trust if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall with the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147, that's the number. Or just look up joshhysall.com or Google the Josh Hysall team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysall.com.
It's time to turn up your summertime fun with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is a smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. So whether you're camping, fishing, or at the beach with friends, don't forget to fill your cooler with those bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Golden Charmin. Rose, yeah. Rose, there's some, it's TP Goals, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning, Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of a brand new ice maker dropping cubes into a fresh glass of water, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Save up to 30% off select appliances. Valid May 19th through June 8th. Gas range extra. While supplies last, see store for details.
We're all on this planet together. So join Odyssey and find your one thing. When planning your summer vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit your use of fuel. Join Odyssey, and together each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Are you ready for the Take It On sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike? Take on high gas prices with 41 mpg highway in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4. $259 a month or buy for $17,885. Looking for the perfect road trip ride? Take on 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. $359 a month or buy for $25,285. Plus, award-winning redesigned 2022 Outlander. Seat 7, $369 a month or $29,005. And get the stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today. 1870 Covington Pike or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 3.9. Outlander NZ 068336 MSRP 29505. Sport NU 00907 08 MSRP 26035. G4 NHF 05848 MSRP 18385. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out if you want.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. If you want to support a business that supports the University of Memphis Athletic Department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. You've probably got a local dentist, doctor, attorney. You need a local insurance agent as well, so that when you have to make that automobile claim or homeowner's claim, you're not dialing a 1-800 number and talking to somebody in a different part of the country who doesn't know you or care about you. You want to dial a 901 number and talk to somebody who lives here, who knows you, who can help you and wants to help you. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 901-867-SAVE. 901-867-7283. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland, one in Covington. 867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Good news for the New Orleans Pelicans earlier today. That franchise has announced that Zion Williamson has been cleared in his return to play progression without any restrictions. So what that means is he'll be able to go through off-season workouts, anything in the summer, you know, as hard as he can go. Question.
Mm-hmm.
Zion Williamson is in the starting lineup for the Pelicans opening night.
Oh, man. I'll say yes.
I think I'll say yes, too, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a fluid situation right there.
Do you remember coming into last season, this season? Like, we didn't even really know he was hurt.
I know,
and then he never played.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, you know, I think that the fact that they got in the playoffs and looked, you know, decent once they got C.J. McCollum there, you know, I think that that if he can play, he will want to play.
Well, at some point, you got to play if you want him to put $200 million guaranteed on the table. Like,
yeah.
At some point, you got to show him I can play. I'm not going to be hurt all the time. So I would assume that he'll be in the starting lineup on opening night next season, but we'll see. NBA playoffs are heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code Gary. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you've got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to register using code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 money line wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code RIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Major League Baseball, trademark used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS, 39 mpg highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483548, MSRP 21435, Soul, N7833273, MSRP 21140, Sorento, NG116657, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's new $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured, so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Listen up, people. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook is risk-free, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RADIOCZR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet.
Must be 21 and physically present in Tennessee. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Caesars Sportsbook. Download it.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Maddie Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Maddie understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Maddie and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333. Online, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, and filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth. You can drink it straight, and really is what I buy when I'm inside the package store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It wouldn't make any sense for me or you or anybody else to spend any extra money on any other brand, and that's because New Amsterdam is the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you like flavored vodkas, they offer a variety: watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, they make a gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite store, ask the store owner or one of the employees to get it for you. They can. Next time you're in a restaurant or a bar, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but I think the most important thing is we figured out an escape route for Caitlin Armstrong. Feels like it's Russia. She just got to get to Russia.
That sounds really daunting.
Nothing's impossible, Bennett.
I just don't think it's happening for her.
Jeff asked me, I'll ask you, do we have her in custody by next Friday?
Yes.
I think so. I can't imagine. If Vicky White couldn't stay free on the run for a week, I don't know how Caitlin Armstrong is going to be able to do it, but we'll keep talking about it every day, I guess.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Game 5, Western Conference Finals, Mavericks, Warriors, Chase Center, San Francisco. It's closeout game for Golden State. Tip scheduled for... I can't tell if my computer changed
8
times.
8 o'clock.
Century, yeah. I thought my computer flipped over automatically to Eastern time when I was flying. So 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. It's on TNT. Golden State, 6.5-point favorite. Total's 215. What you think?
I mean, I just don't see any way the Warriors don't close it out tonight.
You don't see any way? I can see a way. His name's Luka Doncic.
I know, but like their role players have not played good on the road. I don't see it. I think the Warriors shoot it lights out like they tend to do at home, and then this one's done.
They got to cover the 6.5, though.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they probably will easily. Judging by how these playoffs have gone, I'm expecting another blowout.
Big Bet Bennett says, lay the points.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Got a new documentary dropped on Hulu today.
Oh, what's up?
Look at me, XXX Tentacion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was shot, I remember that, a couple years ago, right?
It was maybe,
it was a while ago now.
Yeah, it's been years, but like, yeah, he was shot. Rapper, and like middle of the day.
Yep,
Down in like Fort Lauderdale area.
Mm-hmm.
And he was leaving a car dealership or a motorcycle dealership, some sort of vehicle dealership. And apparently they knew he had a lot of cash and like just like opened his door, give me the money. And then they just popped him. Pop, pop, pop. He just died right there.
Mm.
What a rough deal. 2018 is when he was murdered.
Yeah, I thought it was
in broad daylight. So roughly 4 years ago. Now there's a documentary about him that dropped on Hulu. So if you want to watch it, it's available.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
John Hollinger had a nice piece for The Athletic earlier today about all the different options the Grizzlies have heading in to this offseason. So if you haven't read that yet, go check it out at theathletic.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
So I am here in New York because I'm hosting a television show tomorrow that directly conflicts with this radio show. So Big Bet Bennett is going to sit in the host chair, but I will join him by phone at some point, schedule permitting. He'll have Dan Walken. He'll have Jeff Calkins. Will you have a Dateline preview?
Yeah, I'll work on a Dateline preview.
And then I'll actually listen to it and I'll evaluate you.
I got y'all covered.
Okay, Big Bet Bennett.
Mm-hmm. This ain't my first rodeo at this
point. I know it's not. People like you more than they like me sometimes.
I don't think that's true at all.
It might be true. It could be true. You don't know.
We'll try to hold it down.
Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for C15, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or Kia Mount